This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning, the first show of the new year. Special thanks to Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Man, she brings it strong with energy, doesn't she?
And she knows her stuff. It's just great to have people that experienced, you know, what you'd say, 20 years she's been doing this. And what I like about her is she's not in one lane. I mean, she can talk to you about condos. She can talk to you about investment properties. She can talk to you about, you know, the rehab properties or just any level of homes. And you're going to need the money. I mean, there's still cash buyers out there, but they're few and far between. I mean, you're going to need to find a good mortgage, and she can help you out.
Now's the time to do it.
She's got 100 different programs, you know. Yeah. Everybody knows there's veterans programs, but there's so much more for first-time home buyers, for investing home buyers. So, yeah, she's the one to talk to. She's great.
Well, I'll tell you what. One way to really get investment or to get a good down payment is take all your old records down to Todd Magnuson at Rock and Roll Land. Unmilitary. Second year at the brand new location. Good morning, Good Todd. Morning. How was your holiday season?
It was awesome. Goes so fast, but it was great.
I know. And I'm still kicking myself that I didn't come down to buy those. I wanted to buy from the old Monkees and albums. I still wanted to get those. You still have those?
I do.
Okay,
yep,
I'm still going to get those. Outstanding.
Todd, your store has so many unique things and the current things as well, but was that a big Christmas gift?
Records? Oh, yeah.
Because we talk about, you want to buy experiences. You know, sweaters and shirts are great, you know, but to buy them an experience, and that kind of can be that, especially if it's an older album to give someone and brings back.
I don't think there's anything that brings back memories more than songs.
Right? No, for sure. Music is such a tied to so many memories for people including new songs, new albums, right. Old albums. It could be a young guy saying, hey, my dad had this record when he was a kid. It's just a so much of that stuff that ties everything
when you say
together.
Records and albums and things like that, and God bless the technology we've had now where it's whatever. Okay, one of my all-time favorite songs, whenever I'm driving, especially, and I always think about this song at Neshota when the fog is rolling in by the lighthouse and everything, Into the Mystic, Van Morrison, one of my all-time favorite songs. And when I'm traveling up to the UP through Menominee and Escanaba, I love that song. But you know what the best part of that song is? You hear the stylus dropping.
Oh, yeah.
And then it starts. That gives me goosebumps, hearing that part of the needle dropping.
It's making that connection.
Absolutely.
You know, you're physically touching something to make music.
Absolutely.
It's something magical about that. It really is just such a warm, awesome feeling.
It really and truly is. So I had somebody ask me last time you were on, can they bring down a stack of old albums or records? Would you guys be willing to go through them to see if there's anything valuable there?
Absolutely. I do that pretty much every day. Tuesday through Friday is best. Saturdays gets a little hard to look at records. But I've had people bring 20 records in and to 1,000 records in. So I can go through a collection pretty quick and get a good idea what's their condition. You know, you look at the jacket and the record. As long as the record is playable, it's, you know, jackets kind of secondary. You can have names written on them or scribbled on them. Or
like Erin Davidson, you said?
Yeah, she
tell that story real quick.
We had her a few records.
The Erin Davidson.
Yeah, we had a few records that had her name on it, and it came in, you know, a couple of years ago, and I didn't think anything of it. And then back 2 years ago, somebody said, oh, Erin's my neighbor, so I'll text her. And she texted her, and she's, oh, yeah, that was my records. And then a couple months ago, a collection came back and still had some of her name records on it from somebody totally different again. And I brought that up again. Oh, here we go. Here's Erin Davidson's record collection. Well, she chimed in on Facebook and said, oh, yeah, that was those were my records. They got stolen when she was in college or whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so funny.
But remember when everybody used to, because you'd go to a friend's house, you'd bring your records or whatever, and you'd write your name on them in a little piece of like masking tape or something to make sure you got them back.
Yeah. That's funny.
Sometimes it's not so, like the story like that is great. You know, I think it's awesome. It's just part of the history of that record.
Yes.
You know,
I've still, I would give anything. I know I've got it someplace. One of the very first albums I ever bought, Sergeant Barry Sadler, Ballad of the Green Beret, yeah, that album. And I still have that piece of masking tape where I wrote John M on it so that I got that one back. I would love to still have, I'd frame that one.
And then that might, I'll keep an eye out because those things, it's so funny how that stuff just comes around, right. You know?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now, another thing we talked about though is like the modern, I mean, again, there's so many different ways you can get music, but there is a very diehard group of people that are still big into vinyl, and it will never completely go away, will it?
No, I don't. I think it's bigger than ever again. It just seems to keep increasing. And I see the whole next generation of young people buying records again, you know, whether they're in their teens to their 20s, buying a new turntable. And then, you know, you got to have records to go with the turntable.
I just want to say, I was at Barnes & Noble right before Christmas, and I walked through the music section where it's all albums. And they got the record player, the stylist, and everything. And it was all young people in there. I would think it'd be people our age looking to reconnect. It was young people going through those albums and stuff.
And I think artists, you know, look at somebody like Taylor Swift. She's really capitalized on that whole vinyl market, you know, with her putting out her different variants of the same record with different album covers, right, different colors. It's become such a, not necessarily just music, but it's the collectability of it as well. It's, you get a double whammy there. So you're collecting it to listen to, and then you're collecting it because, oh, there's the rare version or the different variant. And it's, you know, so it's become a combination of things like that.
So if someone wants to, I mean, that's an interesting, you know, era, if that's the right word for it. But if someone wants to get into records, I mean, that could be a whole collection. That could be a whole hobby,
right,
that you could undertake doing that. Yeah. And are there websites? Are there groups that people go to? I mean, I just think that would be a fun thing to collect. I don't know, anything popular, Beach Boys, anything back to that.
There's a lot of sites. There's a site called Discogs that you can buy and sell on. It's more of a community-driven site, so you can talk to other users. You can catalog your collection. You can see the value of your collection. It's kind of fun just to see where you're at in your collection, and not necessarily, I mean, you can sell stuff on there, but it's, you know, some people buy a record, they want to keep it. They don't want to sell it. They just like knowing that, oh, I got a $100 record in my collection.
Like
or
a
whatever.
Baseball card. Yeah. I mean, there's not everything's for sale.
Right.
Well,
got a text here. My cassette player and CD player in storage for about 15 years. Took them out of the box. They don't work. Does anybody repair cassette players these days?
The repair stuff are getting pretty tough to find. All the, like Tom's TV was in on Velp. And those guys all retired.
Yeah.
But there is a place I go to in Nina. It's called Island Music.
Okay.
And I had some stuff done with them. And those guys are great. It's an older guy. Works on a little workbench with all his little gadgets.
Oh, no kidding.
He fixed a Marantz receiver for me this summer.
I love places like that.
Yeah.
Kind of one-man bands, though. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they know stuff. And it's tough to get some college kid or even tech... to say, look, I want to come and take over this industry.
Especially like an old component.
Right. Because
they got to know what those little capacitors and those little caps and they, you know, it's crazy.
I still say the best Christmas present, we're talking about it, one of the best, I hadn't thought about this until Todd brought it up, when it was the first time I got the little cassette player, you know, with the microphone type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the greatest night of the year was New Year's Eve then. So I got that for Christmas, New Year's Eve, where the local radio station, WJPD in Ishpeming, Michigan, they played the top 40 songs of the year, starting at number 40. And you'd sit there and you'd have it on pause, and then you'd hit that to try to get all those songs. And that was your music.
Collection.
That was your
right.
collection was on that little
That's cool.
listening to
you had
the radio.
No, you had no internet. You didn't. That was it. You had to wait till they played it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Can't
and you'd always miss a little bit of the start.
Yeah,
because exactly.
DJs would be talking.
Yes. Yep.
And now it's Alexa play the top 40 from 68.
Yeah, that's no fun anymore.
Right. Part of that is
sitting
the fun.
Too and making tapes. I used to take my records and make cassette like mixtapes from
very popular.
But you had a 30-minute tape, so you had to figure out all the times of the songs so you could fit exactly 30. Without cutting a song off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. And equally as popular though. And we talked about this last time, but just want to revisit just the jacket covers.
Yeah.
And how that in and of itself is, you see that's secondary to the music, but boy.
But it's special. Still.
It is, right?
You know, you look at like a Beatles Butcher cover, obviously that jacket's more important than the record in that instance because it's the records are common, but it's that version of that band cover. So,
and how cool is that to introduce music in different forms now? Yeah. You know, like you said, Taylor Swift, Chris.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, there's other
artists. She needs the money.
You know, there's other artists that do similar things.
And, right.
You know, Billie Eilish. A lot of the pop stuff have really kind of followed her lead, I should say, or any of the artists in that matter. They, you know, they'll make a couple different color versions. They'll change the artwork on the jackets. So now you got to, you're kind of torn. Do I buy one? Do I buy four? You know,
they prefer you buy four.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you're going to want four. You might as well get it while they're here.
Right.
You know?
Got a text here. Todd, looking forward to your anniversary sale on Saturday. I've got some Christmas money to spend, and I'm bringing it to you.
Yes.
Talk
about
that.
Let's talk about that. So anniversary,
it's 2 years at the new location. We're going to have a
free... Which is?
It's 838 South Military, bigger store. It's been awesome. We had a great Christmas holiday. We're going to have 25% off all used, all new records, free pizza. I'm going to get some pizza from Glass Nickel.
Nice.
Great. So, love them.
Yeah, all right. Those guys are awesome. So,
they are, right?
Yeah.
Do you, okay, when you have young people come in, are you surprised that there's, you know, because again, they can get their music any way they possibly want or the touch of it. Are you surprised that there's still something that touches people's, not to sound cheesy, but their musical soul sort of things with records?
I get so excited seeing young people or even somebody like an older person say, hey, I got rid of my records in the 80s. Now I'm buying them all back again.
Right.
Because they're like, I don't know why I ever got rid of them. Yeah. But, you know, because it became, when CDs became, it became such a thing to do the CDs and everybody dumped their records. But boy, I tell you, go back and play those records, you're like, why did I stop playing these? You know,
I think a lot of us say that. You know, you had just those carts full of records and you put them out of the rummage sale and just gone. It's like, oh, what was I thinking? But 25, 30 years ago, what were we thinking? Yeah. I don't know.
I bet I'm not the only one that did this. I mean, where your family buys the big TV, that's their biggest purchase. Oh my God, when we bought this, it was like, oh my God, this is awesome. Where you buy the big fake wood TV with the built-in stereo.
The console.
Yes! Remember those?
Yeah.
You thought you were the Mac Daddy when you had those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lift up the lid.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was special.
That says something, though, that we do harken back to good times, you know, that sometimes it's like, you can recreate the good old days. Not to the exact point, but it's nice to bring that stuff back.
Oh, for
old
sure.
Movies, old albums. It does. It, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, even
helps
after
keep the stress down.
Even after the picture tube went out of a TV, we kept that thing there for the stereo.
Yeah, because it was a piece of furniture.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got to set a quick break. Todd is joining us right here. I'll tell you what, big things happening on Saturday. You got to check it out, what they've got going on. Stick around with us, buddy. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here. First day of 2025. Todd Magnuson from Rock and Roll Land on Military. Second year anniversary coming up. Their location right on Military. Huge, huge event on Saturday with free pizza and all sorts of things. But Todd, we're just talking about, you know, old school Green Bay. And you were that lucky kid whose dad owned a bar and you could go in. I always thought this would be the coolest thing in the world. For your parents to own a bar and like on a Sunday morning where you could go in there, play the jukebox, shoot pool, do whatever. That's got
to
be great.
Yeah. I don't even know how to play the new jukeboxes because you have to think. The whole point was scrolling through and see what was on the jukebox. But when I was a kid, I knew how to pop the jukebox open and I could put credits on it and I could play whatever I wanted then. And I'd clean my dad's bar when I was 16. And man, I'd play the Turtles and Neil Young. And then when the old records came off, my dad would bring them home and we had a little 45 record player and I'd play those things until they were wore out. You know?
Awesome.
So that's an interesting background, right? Because you grew up with music. You grew up in the bar business, but you grew up with music. Tell me some of the changes. I mean, what, you've been in 30 years, 40 years. I don't want to age you, but are we back to where we were?
Well, if he was playing the Turtles. I'm trying to think of Turtles. New Orleans.
Happy Together was my favorite on that.
It was New Orleans. Right? Yeah, the Rising Sun.
That was Animals.
Oh, Animals. Not the Turtles. The Animals.
Close.
It was the monkeys, the turtles, the animals.
They had a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I just want to know about big changes. I mean, the changes, this is what I want to ask you. The changes in the delivery system, right, from Alexa to, you know, a Final Voice, that's huge changes. But in terms of what music does
for people. Modern changes now would be, and it took me a long time to figure that out, you know, because you always had to have the receiver, the speakers, the turntable. Was all your components to make a system. Now they have this Bluetooth technology. So now you can get bookshelf speakers that are Bluetooth and the Bluetooth turntable, and that's all you need. So it's become so convenient for young people, and they love that modern technology of, is that Bluetooth? And I always thought, why would you want to play a record through your phone? You know, but now it's the Bluetooth speakers. It's come.
Gives you that quality.
It's huge. Right. You know?
So what is the most popular genre of music that's making a comeback?
Classic rock.
It is, huh?
It has not slowed down at all. You know, I probably every day somebody's looking for Guns N' Roses, you know, Doors, Rolling Stones, you know, Beatles, obviously.
Classic rock? Because Guns N' Roses versus The Doors, that's a pretty wide.
Yeah. It's probably about 75 to like 89.
Okay.
You know, is the hugest, you know, because then you get like there's 70s stuff that might be soft rock, yacht rock, might be just a thing for some, but the classic stuff in the 80s hair metal stuff is like over the top. That stuff
look at the glam band.
It's stuff, bands like that, those, like, I got young people that come to the store that love the glam band, go see them. I mean, that's, those guys are, it's insane.
And I've been to many of their, or several of their, and okay, you get people my age or in your, but you get a lot of young kids. They weren't born when these songs were out, but they love those songs. Yeah.
I think just because those are, they're just dead the test of time.
Yeah.
You know, it's rock and roll. It's still like, there's nothing better yet.
I think that says a lot. I think that's a good sign of our country in that people are hearkening back to some of those things that we liked. And I was telling Johnny that my kids work out much more than I do, but
a lot more.
But in running, I one time picked up a playlist, their phone, not mine. And I couldn't believe how similar it was to what I liked.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you talk about the Beatles and some of this stuff. And there's some musicals in there, but, you know, Supertramp. I mean, those are just.
Yeah, that stuff is still so popular. Supertramp, Styx.
Right.
Even REO Speedwagon, as huge as they are.
That was on there.
You know, those bands, like, I always have those records. They're always, like, gone as fast as I put them out.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Boy, you're in a fun business.
It's great. Honestly.
You are in a fun business. That's kind of job where it's like you look forward to getting up and going in.
It really is. And I like seeing, like that we were talking earlier about the young kids coming in, and this young boy was just in the other day, like right after Christmas, and he had the music that he was looking for was crazy. You know, he was going from Slipknot to the Beatles to the, you know, he knows it. He plays guitar.
That's awesome.
And he knows all the songs. And I was like, wow.
You know, I just want to say, and thanks to you for having this. You know, he may not find a place like you in other communities.
And, you know, and
for you guys to step up, and I mean, you're not going to get rich, but you're sure doing a great service.
And it's awesome. And I do, I love the customers. I love just being there for people.
You're passionate about the same thing they're passionate about.
I try to find stuff for everybody. Right. I really do. And I try to learn. There's so much new music that I probably wouldn't have listened to. The pop stuff. I was never a big, huge pop fan. I've always kind of appreciated it and was aware of it. But this last couple of years, you got the Kacey Musgraves and the Sabrina Carpenters, the Taylor Swift. You know, that is gone like to a whole nother level. Some of that stuff.
I love Kacey Musgraves.
She's amazing.
I think she's phenomenal. Yeah. You never hear her on the radio.
No,
but she's phenomenal.
We did a listening party for that record, and it was so in my head.
Yeah.
That I ended up buying the record for myself, and I turned so many people onto it. It's so good. And Kate Hudson. The actress, she put out a record.
Oh, really?
And I was blown away. She's amazing. It's so good.
Okay. You've got this big event coming up this Saturday. Come in, and many of us have been to your store, but if you haven't, 838 South Military Avenue, pizza and great, unbelievable customer service and selection. Tell me about these listening parties.
So the listening party is put on by the record label, and it's part of Record Store Day. They solicit you. You don't have to sign up. It's a free event. You can kind of pick and choose whenever. Sometimes they have some rules. But the next one we have coming up is January 11th for Ringo Starr. He's got a new country record out that he's putting out.
The Ringo Starr?
Ringo Starr.
Really? I didn't know he was still alive. Yeah. I'm not even joking about this.
So we're going to have Saturday, January 11th at 2 o'clock. And it's free. You come out. There's prizes. The label's going to send us posters and some giveaway stuff. So you put your name
in
a hat.
How fun is that?
And we give away, I think there's doing a box set, a CD box set that we're
giving Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land, second year anniversary in their current location, 838 South Military.
838 South Military.
What time do you start Saturday?
We open at 10 a.m.
Free pizza?
Free pizza, noonish.
Unbelievable.
Right. We're there.
I would still like to sit and talk to you one day about what happened when all the Marquette Iron Rangers and the Green Bay Bobcats would get together at your dad's bar Speeds.
I have a Bobcat hockey puck.
We got to talk. You're the best, Todd.
Yes,
thanks for coming in,
thanks,
buddy.
Wait, happy New Year.
Back
New
after
Year.
This.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, first day of 2025. Special thanks, Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land, second year in their current location. Big event taking place on Saturday morning. Stop on down, 838 South Military Avenue. And there's something fun. And you know who I think would be a guy, kind of guy that would like to go to a record store and go back and hearken back to his days of yore? As they say, I think Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh would be that guy that would go to a record store and actually go through the bins.
He would, or if nothing Does else, he? He'd promote it.
Yeah.
Happy New Year from Oshkosh, friends.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Hey, well, Pat Tracy.
Yeah.
Guys, Happy New Year to you, Pat.
Happy New Year. I'm so glad to be here on the first show of the year.
Yes.
You know, I got to say one thing. I'm going to say one thing. When I was in college, every year, come home for Christmas vacation, and like on this day, the day after New Year's, we would host a big football game. We call it the Snow Bowl. And as all the look we're getting was tackle football, hard hitting with no pads or anything. But we had like 2 feet of snow so nobody could get up the speed to make, you know what I mean? And I'm looking outside right
None.
Here.
Zero.
We could play, Conrad, you could go play 18 holes. I mean, look, it's green grass outside here. Dang. We used to be playing in 2.5 feet of snow. Something did happen.
No doubt. I mean, just Thanksgivings,
can we go back to the record store?
I'll take it. Yes.
Go ahead, Pat.
Well, so as I was thinking about what to talk with you fellas today, Fifth Ward Brewery here in Oshkosh has vinyl night on Thursdays. Okay. And I was thinking, what if I posed the question to John and Jim, if you had to pick your record album, you could pick one side of vinyl to bring to record night at Fifth Ward Brewery in Oshkosh. What would your side of vinyl B. Isn't that? It's a showstopper of a question. Man.
I got to think on that one.
So I've been thinking about it for 12 hours, and I haven't come up with it yet.
One of my favorites is Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, God. I wore that out.
I know. Everybody has that.
I wore that 8-track out.
Yes.
I
did the album.
With, with the Closer to Home song?
But I remember that was, you talk about something that stayed longer than maybe it should have in my, but we play that a lot.
We're coming to your town. We're going to party you down. We're an American band.
Something like that.
We would be, we would be driving along in Pete Stagliano's car, and he had the kind of cars where all the windows would come down. What was that called back in the day? You know what I mean? Where it's like wide open.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd have that crank so loud, and we'd be driving around downtown, smacking the side of the car. We're an American band.
And
you know what? That was a wonderful night, Pat. That's all we had to do was drive around listening to Grand Funk as loud as we can in the car that was all the windows.
Yeah, so.
There was a term for that. I can't think of the name of the term for that when all the windows would come down.
What do you mean?
Where they didn't have the bar in between.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Unsafe?
Windows down? I don't know.
No, it would be, okay, so normally.
So the top is down.
No, not the top. The top didn't come down. No, it would be, okay, so you got
a hard top car and all the windows would come down.
Yes. There was a term for that, wasn't there?
Broken.
No.
So you got no bar in between?
No, exactly. There was no bar in between.
On convertibles. I don't think that was on hard top.
It was not a convertible. It was a hard top, but all the windows would come down. There was a term for that. Pat, what is it?
I don't know. Don, can you Google that and
Pat, you're disappointing us.
Just windows down. Anyway, Pat, that vinyl night sounds pretty cool.
It's super cool.
And you bring it?
You bring your own record.
Yeah.
And I mean, so like, I don't have any vinyls anymore. I just like to go see what other people are bringing. Like what, you know, what did you carry with you from 30 years ago?
I'm going to tell you one, and I'm not going to lose my man card but I was mature. I was old for my age. Mine would be Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits.
Well, Neil Diamond, that's not bad. Okay. I mean, Neil Diamond had some unbelievable music. I don't know about greatest hits. That's always, you know.
Well, it's like Cracklin' Rosie.
Yeah, no, those are good. But I mean, you buy a greatest
solid
hits
choice.
Album. Yeah.
Yeah.
The artist, I don't know about that album. But greatest hits are kind of like,
I know,
put together. It's not like an album.
It would be, that's one that I, as far as the old album.
No, I hear you. That's good.
Ballad of the Green Beret album with Sergeant Barry Sadler and Neil Diamond and a Johnny Cash album. Those were the main ones I listened to.
Wow.
So, Pat, we were talking to Todd, who was in here, you know, from Rock and Roll Land. And I just think back, you know, after we got married, which was forever ago, but I had albums, Don had albums. We just put them all in a rummage sale in those big crates, you know,
absolutely.
And just somebody came and I don't know. I can't even remember if we sold them all for X or if they sold them. It wasn't more than a dollar each, but we should have pulled some of those because the ones I'm telling you about were all in there.
Oh,
so.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever.
I have the same angst.
Right.
I let so many good records go, and but honestly, I was trying to kind of downsize and be digital, and I don't regret it, but there's something just so physical about the vinyls.
That's right.
And, you know,
that's,
now the kids are
covers.
Getting into them, so
yeah.
So we're having FOMO. So yeah.
And you know, I got bins of CDs, and I don't feel like there's ever going to be that nostalgic feeling towards CDs. Luann here says I have all my 1980s records from high school.
Well,
still listen to them.
Cool.
Yeah,
that could be worth something.
That is going to light up Fifth Ward Brewery. Bring in anything from the 80s. Those hair bands, come on.
Boy, that's right. that's what Todd was saying. Hair bands are
just
huge collectors now.
Classic rock, because it's just unbelievable how popular that is. And we were talking during the break how his buyers, the people who come in there, and I guess, you know, some people who are a little bit older, but some of these younger buyers are quite educated. And, they're just really totally in engineers, and they're just really into this whole gathering of this music. And he said it's starting to be a little bit like, you know, not bragging, but like, this is my collection, you know, which is kind of cool that younger kids are taking that and
totally.
Not just studying the music, but really studying the artist behind the music, the jacket covers, where did this come from, the era of time it was. So I just think that's a cool thing to get into.
Well, I thought there was Carrie had a thing there for a second before Con erased it on us. And it talked about his dad owned a bar in Westy Pier, and it was the same thing, had all the old records from the jukebox.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we've had some big doings in Oshkosh here over the New Year's. Our downtown hotel just got its Marriott flag.
Oh, good.
Which is a big deal. You can actually see it from the studio. if you were here in Oshkosh looking out the window, you'd see on the downtown Oshkosh Riverfront Hotel, the big Marriott flag. And these, my friend David Helgeson is the general manager over there. They have put millions into this thing, and it is a showpiece now.
Cool.
I would bring you guys there now.
We would accept.
So they're okay. Well, that's awesome to fly Marriott flag. I mean, they're what's the word I'm looking for? Your Marriott, your Bonvoy.
Yeah, Bonvoy. Oh,
I mean, millions. The number of subscribers they have to that is unbelievable. What they have, so just that in of itself, you Google Bonvoy and Oshkosh. That will pop up, and then it's got.
Yes.
That's a great website, and you can type in different rates, and I like that Bonvoy. Website.
Yeah, the Marriott Frequent Guest Club.
Yep.
But so what I've seen is several of the hotels are doing additions, right? I mean, they're like building new rooms, and everybody is starting to talk about the draft, fellas.
That's what I was going to be talking to you about. I would think Oshkosh is going to be a very popular place for a lot of people because, again, you know, Detroit, you could live in Detroit and it would take you at least an hour to get to where they were that year. So 60 miles, 50 miles on the highway where you just go, whatever. Oshkosh is not that far. I think for a lot of years here in Green Bay, we're thinking, oh, going all the way to Oshkosh, pack a lunch. And it's like, you know what I mean? Things have just been that whole corridor all the way down have all become more of one. And I thought Oshkosh, I think that could be a very hot place for people looking to rent places for the draft. Wouldn't you agree, Pat?
Yes. And we're working on some kind of little shuttle bus or something, or, you know, some kind of transportation option that people can book so that they don't have to rent a car and that they can count on. So I know Discover Oshkosh is working on all that, but it's, April's going to be here before we know it.
You know what?
I know.
I've Discover Green Bay, that show on Sundays, Lean Local. And this Sunday we have the Discover Green Bay, and they put together, and I'll give them a lot of credit. They put together a manual for businesses. And like you just said, April's going to be here. I mean, it's January. I mean, the Super Bowl's next month. And after that, it's the draft. You know, it's going to be here before you know it. And we need to start really planning now. I've been talking about it, but we need to actually put, you know, some pen to paper right now.
Well, the gist of what I got is that the NFL has put out all the expectations that the community needs to work on for the next 2 months because the NFL kind of goes dark for the Super Bowl. Like, they don't really want to talk to us right now.
Yeah.
And so we've got our marching orders. We know what we have to do for the next 7 weeks, and then it's showtime.
Right.
So do you guys have any supper clubs around there that Jim can bring his people to on his tour?
We want to promote the supper clubs, and we're going to have a shuttle. It's the supper club shuttle. And we're going to take groups of eight or more.
By the way, Michael Friedman said he'd like to be involved with you on that and help you out.
There you go.
And
oh my God.
Like, I like, well, there's so many good supper clubs. We were rattling off some of them this morning, but I just think that's a unique experience that you're not going to find with the big old glasses, you know, and the salad
old
bar.
Old fashions that people have never had before.
Old fashions, and then the dressing, you know, it could be like that orange dressing. Is that French? No, French dressing.
Yes.
I mean, there's just
hot bacon. Hot bacon.
Right.
So, Jim, put on your list Roxy Supper Club, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Okay, there you go.
They have got that hot bacon.
That stuff's awesome.
You know, I was talking to time when I had some people over from Italy for a golf tour and for a veterans thing we were doing, and we took them to the out-of-town club. And
that's a good one.
I was trying to explain, I still don't even know what they are. Is it gizzards?
Yep, they have pickled gizzards.
Pickled
on their salad bar.
To explain what they were.
Oh.
Yeah.
They got them on the salad bar.
You know it's an old school. You love those, huh?
Yeah, I do.
You know it's an old school supper club if they have pickled gizzards.
Yeah. Well, herring, pickled herring.
Oh, I love pickled herring.
And then they got the hot bacon dressing at the end. And
yes, crazy.
You know, it is. And plus you get a whole great meal with it. And I just love the service, just the ambiance in there. It's not real hectic, right? I mean,
No. Oh, it's so relaxed.
Right.
And here's the thing. The servers, I'll bet you at the supper clubs, 2/3 of the servers have probably been there 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
Right. I mean, this is first class service. These folks just, it's their nature just to be supper club people and take care of you.
Right. You don't have to ask. The water glass is always full and just this.
And you know what they'll call you?
Hun. You want some more bread, hun? Yeah. But we like...
You want me to refill that old-fashioned, hun? Was that brandy or whiskey?
Yeah, we're just talking about that place.
Sweet? Was that sweet? What do you want? The Colonial? Olives, or do you want mushrooms? Right.
The Colonial and Seymour and the Black Otter.
We got pickled Brussels
Otter.
Sprouts. Would you like a pickled Brussels sprout?
All right, we'll put that on the list, Pat, and then we'll see if people...
Well, what's our gig during the draft? Like, what are we going to do?
We're leaving that to you, Pat.
We got to get... Goodell on. We got to line up who's going to be on our show.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
do that.
Yeah, I think the odds of Roger Goodell coming on are pretty good.
Yeah,
almost really
he's going to want to. I mean, John, he's going to want to meet you.
Don't. But okay, now let's just back this up a little bit. So Goodell may or may not be in here. But how many people do you think are going to want to come on our show? Like a family of somebody here being drafted?
Yes.
You think of the community? I don't think we're going to have a hard time getting people in for the draft.
I just don't think we're going to get Roger Goodell.
I don't know about Roger Goodell. He was across the street at Schreiber.
That's where you start.
We're going to get... But we want
maybe
people
to... Maybe start with Matt LaFleur. Start with somebody like that you already know.
I just want to talk to Matt LaFleur's hairstylist. I want my hair to start looking like Matt LaFleur's on game day. How can that be done?
Or the eyebrows?
Something.
Really?
Yeah.
We're talking about that.
He's got the most well-coiffed hair on game days than anybody I've ever seen in the National Football League.
It's the last time you saw him in a hat.
Yeah.
You're going to have to trim it down a little bit.
Trim what down? My hair?
Your hair. You got too much, bro.
Right.
Wow. Thank you, Pat. Pat.
Those are like five words that have never been used in a sentence before.
No, but you know what's ironic about that? I basically quit drinking. Okay?
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. Listen to me, though. It's I've read about, you could have high blood pressure. It's fine. You could have heart disease. That's fine. You could have this one. That's fine. I always figured I could sidestep those. This is the honest to God truth. This fall, I told these guys, I got the worst haircut in my life. It won't grow back. She stunted the growth. Drinking, older guys, can stop hair growth. Boom, I'm done.
What are you talking about?
I'll never drink.
Stick
true
around,
story.
Pat.
I'll never drink again.
I'll decipher this during the break and let you know what he said.
It stops hair growth.
Back drinking?
Yes.
No,
I'll never drink again.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 WSS in Oshkosh, and our brand new affiliate, 96.5 FM in Appleton. So we got the whole corridor here. Where did I lose? Do we lose Pat? Pat, you still there, buddy?
Pat had to go.
Oh, he had to go. I didn't know that.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, a couple things on
Pat. What have you got going on that's more important than talking to us?
Well, we got to come up with a couple supper clubs in your Oshkosh, in the Oshkosh area. We're going to obviously work with Appleton. There's a few that we know there. But anyway, back to this car. Johnny was talking about hardtop cars where all the windows go down. What's that called?
Yeah.
We got a text from one of our great listeners here. Love this guy, Kevin Van S. Pillarless. So, like, the pillars must be the things where the back window latched onto.
It separates
them.
Part of the door frame.
So these are... pillarless hardtops. He actually sent a picture.
What year is that? Do you know? What year of a car?
No. Look at that.
Kevin, what year of a car? Oh, I know. It's beautiful. It's classic.
Car, Kevin?
Were those somebody, car nuts, let us know something here. Was that just like one model?
But it's got the cigarette, that little window in the front.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way you could break into cars back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Prop that open a little bit with the old, everybody's used the coat hanger thing.
Yes.
Was that one of the most greatest feelings of manhood is when somebody's car was locked
and you saved it. Yep.
Tell me that didn't make you feel.
And that was through the window. That wasn't any of that thing where you just slide it into the glass and pop. And you had to bend it a little bit to get the right curve.
That weather strip.
Oh yeah, I could do that.
You'd pull it out. You'd have to
pop the lock.
And
people would be like, "Well, thank you."
And the only way it would work is if you took the top where the hook part was because it was firmer there.
Right, and that would be your little hook, your little loop.
Yeah.
Get on there.
Greatest
lift it up.
Feeling in the world. You felt like you just defied the world by using a coat hanger to open up a car.
All right. So in Oshkosh, you know, we have to head down there. They've always got a gazillion things going on. He said they got at a great holiday, but this vinyl night that they have coming up, I think that might be fun to go date night, bring your favorite album if you still have it around the house and play that. Yeah, that's cool. That's
Nikki! Lovely. Can you come here one quick sec? Nikki's in the house today. Oh, it's great to have Nikki here. Want to see how her New Year's Eve celebration went. She did not make it to Prohibitions. Nikki, come on. Because, I mean, you're so much hipper than us, and you're more whatever, whatever, and, you know, yuppie mommy and all these kind of cool things. Kind of, and so what does somebody like you do on a New Year's Eve?
Yeah, but I'm not. Okay. I'm not cool. I'm not hip. Dugga. No,
Are you cooler and hipper than us, yes or no?
Well, that didn't take much, John.
No, I know.
Yeah. But mine was probably as uneventful or as lame. Yeah, we just went to a friend's house and had a taco and nacho bar.
Oh,
and
that's right. You had the baseball game. Family
yes,
thing. That's right.
Exactly.
Did you stay up till midnight?
Absolutely not. Uh-uh.
I gotta tell you, I stayed up late simply because, well, not real late. Well, yeah.
I mean, late for you.
I watched that Nashville thing.
Right.
Oh, my God. It was really good. Yeah. I mean, Chris Stapleton and Luke Combs and Lainey Wilson. And, I mean, it was fantastic.
The future Mrs. Minow?
Well.
Oh, no. That's. No. Is that Lainey Wilson? No.
No.
Who's
Carly
your girl?
Pierce.
Carly Pierce.
She doesn't
know
it yet.
Oh, right.
Julie knows it, but Carly doesn't.
Right.
Julie's accepted it. She's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, but Carly, I mean. Yeah.
So, Nikki, we were talking a little earlier. New Year's resolutions. Is your family into that? Do you guys do them? Put them on the refrigerator and all
no,
that?
Gosh, and, oh, yeah, nothing. Okay.
No,
I can see your family being like
that. Yeah, I would think you're Mrs. Mom.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
You're
clean
so
your room
organized.
Every day. Yeah, you are.
Right. But here's the thing. I'm not great. I'm absolute crap at keeping New Year's resolutions. When it comes to giving something up, right? Like I've tried to stop swearing. I'm going to exercise, you know. Yeah. No.
What resolutions would you suggest for Jim and I?
Well, I do like your, if people haven't read our newsletter, I think that was featured, your news resolution with letting people actually get through a sentence without interrupting them.
It's already, usually people fail on the second Friday, but
yo, Johnny's blown that to smithereens.
I think I've been good today.
You have been.
Okay,
Con.
You've been all right.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Like safe.
I'm sorry.
All right.
What'd you say, Con?
All right. For the first time ever in your historic career,
yes,
legendary career.
Yeah,
he's been called.
How about him?
All right.
How about him? Resolution.
Well, he was at the gym yesterday. And were you at the gym New Year's Eve day?
No, I heard about it New Year's Eve. I did not go New Year's Eve.
Oh,
I was out.
You made it sound like
you did make it sound.
I didn't say I was there. Play the tape.
You said it was so busy. You couldn't get on a treadmill.
I was talking to my trainer yesterday. And I said, how have you been? Because yesterday was absolutely crazy.
I
couldn't find a machine.
That he went.
Yeah. I did too.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I did.
You're right now. You're Bill Clinton when it came to like the syntax of the word, how it's being used.
Define
sex.
Oh my gosh, his name is Jim.
Define Jim.
I'm going to the gym.
Come on,
he was also a Rhodes Scholar.
You got to give him one. Give him one.
Your trainer's a Rhodes Scholar?
No, Bill Clinton was.
Oh, that's right. He's a weaver, but
I have a concept of working out. Let me go over here.
No, I'm doing.
I'm gonna work out.
Can we review something?
I've done over 100 workouts, John.
Have you really this year?
Can we review something? You were in debate. You were debating prior to the Christmas holiday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you were maybe gonna do with a few extra of those sessions?
Mm-hmm. I did that. So I had extra sessions. I said to Donna, I said, "Hey, look, I was thinking about New Year's resolutions. I said, I was thinking of getting you 20 personal training sessions.
Getting you
like I know that's what she said to me. She said, look, we've only been married 30 some years. She said, are you getting those from me, or are you giving me some of the ones you didn't use?
Yes, good.
We got verification.
Ding, 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 ding.
You said it right here.
I know.
In front of too many people.
Sight.
Love it.
What do you think? You think she would like this? All right, we're out of time. Nikki, it's good to see you.
Happy. It's Thursday.
Something.
It is Thursday.
I know.
Thursday.
Back in tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.